Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Domatex USA in Atlanta. It's finally here, and it's been a good day so far, and I'm with Andreas Grujo, the member of the managing board of Dolce Messe. Andreas, how are you?
I feel really fine about the first day of our Domotex in the U.S., and it's exciting to be here at this premiere show of Domotex on this continent.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you've just had another child?
Exactly, it's like that. You have to care a lot about, you think a lot in advance.
And now today, it's finally here, and you filled up this hall, Hall A. So it's about 90,000 square feet of exhibitors?
Yeah. The hall is sold out, so that was not what we were, let's say, dreaming of once when we started this project. So our sales by far over exceeded our goals, and we are very happy about. But I was even more happy when I entered the hall this morning and to see how the exhibitors presented themselves, the quality of the booths, quality of the products. I'm really excited. And I think they did a great job because we just performed the platform, but the content is brought by the exhibitors, and they did very well. I'm happy about.
Yeah, and actually some of the exhibitors did what you do in your other very successful shows. Obviously, people know you do the biggest flooring show in the world in Hanover in January. And then you also do a show in Shanghai in March. And in both of those shows, people show more vignettes. They show the product on the floor. I think it's 55% of your exhibitors are domestic and maybe 45% international. Even the American exhibitors are doing more along the lines of what we see in Germany.
Yes, that's the point, and that's what we were working on in Domotex Hanover now for some years, because we would like to bring the flooring products and the quality and their influence in interior design more into the mind of the end consumer. Because depending on the product you are choosing for your floor covering, and the design and pattern, etc., and how, for example, parquet works together with a rug onto this parquet has a great influence on the quality and the atmosphere in any room. Doesn't matter if it's your private living room or if it's for any business purpose like your office, like in shops and restaurants, etc. And we've been successful on the Domotex Hanover doing so, bringing more journalists from the interior architectural scene and home decoration journals.
You said a word there that's known more globally than here. You said parquet. That's what in our country we call wood floors. You came here to accomplish a mission. You felt like there was a void in the flooring shows held here in this country. Tell us what it is that you hope to bring with Domotex USA.
What we care most about is the quality of the show, the quality of product shown on the show floor, brought in by the different exhibitors. Of course, we would like to cover all different product groups for floor covering. I think that was a very good starting point. I've seen so many different kinds of floor coverings. I was excited how many exhibitors put the floor covering into the context of interior design. So they showed some examples how they might decorate a room, putting it together with furniture to have an idea how a room will look like with such kind of floor covering. And I think that makes the difference.
So with this show this year, obviously you hope to attract distributors and independent retailers, chain retailers, builders. And we were talking earlier, one of the areas that you continue to want to build on is to bring even more people who can influence interior design, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we would be happy if we, let's say, have more and more worldwide known brands here on the show. Mm-hmm. We had already during the first day contacts to many potential exhibitors who showed up here for now as visitors, and they asked for having a booth for next year.
Okay,
so
good.
We are looking forward to have even more brands for the next show. And of course, the existing ones, they asked us already now during the construction of their booths that they would likely to have more space for the next year.
Okay. So what are the plans for the future? I know you're moving. This show was a little later because of the Super Bowl in Atlanta. I know you're coming back to Atlanta next year. So the dates next year are going to be February 5th to the 7th, right?
Yes. And we will come back here to this place, which mm-hmm. is very well suited for having such an event. It's a great place to be. I think Atlanta and Georgia, this is the place to be if you'd like to do something like a floor covering show in the US. So I think the location is good. The facility here is excellent for such a kind of event.
It's less expensive than some other cities in this country, and it's close to where many of the companies are based that are in this business, right?
Yes, Dalton, Georgia, yeah. Right. And we shouldn't forget about Atlanta as an airport hub. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to get to Atlanta. So it's a very good place to be here and attract American customers, but also maybe some from abroad. We have to look for the analysis of the visitorship at the end of the show.
So you think the show will be bigger from an exhibitor standpoint next year?
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. I expect more exhibitors, and as I mentioned already, the existing ones, they'd like to enlarge their booths. So I definitely look forward to growth.
Okay, good.
Very thankful about the members of the exhibitor board of Domotex USA, because it was not just us, it was them as well to develop this kind of format.
Well, congratulations again on this opening day of having the show that you've planned on for several years. Again, been talking to Andreas Groho, the member of the managing board with Dolce Messe here at Domotex USA on the first day. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.